Blog Talk.
Welcome to another Norm at Night. I'm coming to you live right here from Cat Harpin, Virginia. I'm having a good old time here in Virginia. It's been a tough week. We're nearing the end of what we call a trimester at work. And to be perfectly honest, I really don't have any energy. And so tonight's show, it's your call. Whatever you want to talk about, Norm is willing to talk about. You can reach me at 347-945-6713. You can come by the chat room, and you can just come right into the chat room. There we go. I got the chat room up on the screen right now. There's nobody home. But you can come into my chat room and chat away, and I'll relay your thoughts to the radio audience or the voice over IP audience or whatever you want to call the audience. We might have a lot of dead time tonight. You know, one thing, hold on one second. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back at the screen. I had three olives left in my olive bowl. And so, I'm eating an olive on the air. I guess that sounds probably pretty gross. But, you know, I'm an Italian boy, and I can't help it. Interesting thing occurred tonight. I called in on Skype, and it actually recorded a phone number on my switchboard. I can't ever remember that happening before. It's usually a bunch of zeros and ones. But that's interesting. I wonder if I got a Skype phone number now. Anybody know anything about that? That's really very interesting. I just want to finish these olives while I'm waiting for a caller. 347-945-6713, or come see me in the chat room. I only got one more olive. If you hear Norm chewing olives that night. But I'm enjoying things. Yes, sir, those olives were good. You know, maybe I should pick up my cell phone. Yeah, that's actually what I'm doing here. I'm going to try to call this number. Actually, with turning on the cell phone, I'm going to get all kinds of tweets. How many of you guys out there are on Twitter? Give me a call, 347-945-6713. Tell me about your experiences on Twitter. For how many of you guys, girls, people, whatever you want to call, are out there on Facebook? You can find me on Twitter. I'm in Constantine. I'd love for you to give me a follow. And you can also find me on Facebook, also is N. Constantine. You know what? I'm going to see what happens when I'm going to tweet this. That should be kind of fun. That should get me my Twitter back up, that's for sure. Retweets. Oh, God. Yeah, I guess the space shuttle went up. So let's just update. There we go. Join me live on Norm at Night. 347-945-6713. I'm going to give this phone call. I'm going to call. Oh, that would be really cool, wouldn't it? I could call my own show from the cell phone because I'm not on this. Oh, that would be really interesting. Oh, here comes all kinds of messages rolling in. You know, I haven't checked my followers on Twitter lately. Connect a train. Wow. Oh, boy. Ben Hill Academy. Yes, sirree, Bob. I'm glad to see they're following me because I'm following them. Any of you people out in the Warrenton, Virginia area, if you're looking for a tutor, I know the people who run Ben Hill Academy, and it's just a great place. I guess I gave them a plug. Oh, I don't know if I'm supposed to do that. Maybe they're officially the competition. I don't even know. But I am going to look for, I guess I'll go home. I guess I'll hit this one. And let's see what comes up. I'm doing a search on somebody I found out tonight has a Twitter account. And I, to be perfectly honest, I was just flat for all. 347-945-6713. I don't know. Problem is, there's a whole bunch of people by this name, and I don't know which one is which. I guess I'll just have to find out tomorrow. You know, I don't see the point of getting on Twitter if you're not going to be tweeted, you know? Let's see what happens when I call this number, 97. All right, let's end it, and then we go 97-3-4-8-2-3-6-2-4, send. Waiting for what's happening. Uh-oh, that is the weirdest thing in the world. I dial the host, what it says is the host number, and it tells me it's been disconnected. Something a little screwy's going on here. I wonder if this is some kind of internet scam. 347-945-6713 is the phone number. You can Skype me. It's BoochCon in the Skype business. Or you can come into the chat room. Let's see if anybody's there. No, still nobody home in the chat room. I don't know how much longer Norman Knight is going to hang in here tonight because I am really pooped. I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten yet. And I'm not, I'm not getting a lot of things done. But the number again, it's 347-945-6713. I am definitely pooped. Let me get back to the switchboard. I think that's it. Yeah, there it is. Still no callers. 347-945-6713. Request support. Oh, I'm not signing up for premium. I'm just not doing it, Blog Talk. You know, I'm having a good old time here, but I'm not getting much activity tonight. I'm gonna go put my water on, and while I'm doing that, why don't we just play a little Italian music for you?
Pasqualino pescatore viveva in assoluta povertà, però sentiva sempre in fondo al cuore qualcosa che diceva un dì verrà. E un bel dì giunse a Sorrento una principessa indiana, sopra un grosso bastimento la bellissima Cari. Pasqualino la guardò e Cari si innamorò ed in India lo portò. Pasqualino Maharaja a cavallo all'elefante, con in testa un gran turbante, per la giungla se ne va. Pasqualino Maharaja non lavora, non fa niente, tra i misteri dell'Oriente fa il nabato fra gli ulla 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 la ulla ulla la. 100 casse di diamanti grossi grossi, mentre principi e potenti gli si inchinano davanti, lui si fuma il narghilè. Pasqualino Maharaja ha insegnato a far la pista, tutta l'India ne va pazza, solo pizza vuol mangiar. Pasqualino Maharaja ha imparato a far l'indiano, ma da buon napoletano chiama tutti e fai ulla 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 la ulla ulla la. 100 casse di diamanti grossi grossi, 100 principi e potenti gli si inchinano davanti, lui si fuma il narghilè. Pasqualino Maharaja ha insegnato a far la pizza, tutta l'India ne va pazza, solo pizza vuol mangiar. Pasqualino Maharaja ha imparato a far l'indiano, ma da buon napoletano chiama tutti quei paesani.
Yeah, that's the little Italian music, the Pasquale song. I found that on Jamendo. Jamendo's a really great place, you know. I guess I'm just a little tired of being political. I'm a little tired of being political. And so I guess I just play some Pasquale music. Although, you know, I'm driving here and I'm listening to C-SPAN. I don't know why I was actually driving home. I had a late night at work tonight. And so maybe that's why the show's a little disjointed. Actually, probably a lot disjointed, but I don't really worry too much about that. But since nobody's calling and it's open night, I think I'll just play the Why Does Nobody Call Me song.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. Maybe people think I'm somewhere wandering, if to go to Tokyo for rather harder. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I even try to be more true than usually and pay AT&T. My state was bad and getting worse. I knew I had to fight the curse. My only chance, it struck me clean, was by an answering machine. When later I came home again, from joy I felt completely lame. The little light was blinking bright. A call had come to end my flight. The sweetest voice I ever heard just said in words so few, "Excuse me, sir, this number's wrong. This call is not for you."
A cool song, I gotta admit. You know, can you imagine being really around in the days of the German cabarets? God, that must have been a great place to be alive, at least in the early 20s when the Nazis started coming around. I guess it got pretty grim, but That would have been fun. Oh, my God. You know, I just got a tweet from a really interesting guy. We'll just call him Teach Paperless. If you're looking for a real cool blog and you're at all interested in school technology, you might want to go read Teach Paperless. I do recommend it. The guy's name is Shelley Blake Pollock. And he writes some really intriguing things. His tech committee uses Google Wave. Very interesting. Who knows? Maybe I will join Wave tonight. Oh, my God. NPR. Israel ignores U.S. Okay, 900 houses on disputed Jerusalem land. So what do you think of that? Should the Israelis keep building houses on the disputed land? Do they have the right to do that? 347-945-6713. Let's see what my next tweet is. See what you think of that. Oh, my gosh. Hey, all you Windows 7 owners out there, you feel real secure with it. It's really great stuff. Well, something from NPR. It seems that Microsoft got a big helping hand from NSA on Windows 7 security. Huh. I wonder what that means. That they made it snoop-proof. Or they made it Snoop ready or Snoop easier. You decide. What do you think of that? 347-945-6713. Unbelievable. Let's see here. I got more tweets coming in. Holy cow. Somebody give me a call. 347-945-6713. We can talk about my... Oh, God. It's only Tuesday and it's... Oh, wait. It's Tuesday night. That's right. So maybe we're making some progress. How many of you people out there use Twitter, you know? Oh, there's an old student. The Buffalo Bills, oh my God, Buffalo Bills fire coach Dick Turan. Come on, you're 9 games into the season. What are you going to fire him now for? Unbelievable. The Buffalo Bills have fired coach Dick Turan. Unbelievable. Mass collaboration. Steve Chase, remember the old AOL guy? How many people had AOL chat? Oh, my gosh, Steve Chase. I still got the lines open. Oh, gosh. I got all these tweets here. News from the Onion. Obama's teleprompter malfunctions at family dinner. Is Pagan going rogue? Well, why don't you take a look at it at su.pr/FZBMPB. Is Pagan going rogue? I don't know. Uh-oh, I got a mouse spinning here. Let's see if anybody's joined me in the chat room. Hey, Colt, you're on in the chat room. If you feel like giving me a call, give me a call. We're not having a lot of activity tonight, and I'm just trying to show people some of the value of Twitter. You don't have to use it like, well, anyway, I'm just reading some of the tweets that come into me. Oh, NPR Politics reports that the word on Palin is no change in perception. Well, tell me something I don't know. Costco, oh, here's something interesting. One of my students, anyway, let's just, Costco won't restock Coke due to a pricing dispute. Go Costco. No Coke at Costco. I guess you'll have to go Pepsi or go over to Walmart. You choose. Joe from NBC. I love Joe Scarborough from MSNBC. That's interesting. America Cares works with 2,000 organizations in 60 countries. That's kind of interesting. Hey, when you're sitting there on Wednesday and you know the Senate's come into session, hey, wait, go ahead, Colt. I got you on the air.
Guys.
Sorry, I didn't notice you called in. I apologize.
Oh. Yeah, no, I was
can
having
you hear
some
me
trouble.
All right?
I can hear you. You sound like you're in a tin can or something, but
well,
I don't know
maybe
if you can hear me.
No, I hear you just perfect. It's probably the cheap microphone on my computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was having trouble getting the show to buffer, but finally can.
Yeah, there's funny stuff going on the internet out there. But anyway, if you're sitting around tomorrow and you know the U.S. Senate's in session, you'll know that Senator Byrd from West Virginia has broken the 10-year record. That's the former Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, by the way. Just thought I'd mention that. Quite the deliberate body. The Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, former Grand Wizard, breaks the 10-year record. Uh-oh, I got more tweets coming in. So what's new out on the West Coast, Colt?
Oh, right now, I don't know, nice weather. I don't know, we're expecting maybe rain either tonight or tomorrow. You know, nothing major, though.
Well, any wildfires out near your area?
No, it's pretty damp here now. Any fires that come will be down south. You know, that's actually, given the drought out here, they could have fires any time during the year.
Yeah, well, in Iran, you know, the five people arrested at the Iran election protest.
Mm-hmm.
Would you sentence to death?
Oh. Well, yeah, wasn't there one guy, he was originally sentenced to prison, and on appeal, he lost the appeal, and they changed his sentence to death? I think they had
I don't know.
It. Yeah, I mean, you know, you appeal your case, and they change your sentence, you know? I mean, how horrible is that?
I don't know how horrible that is.
Hey, now I've seen. You know what they do? They punish people when the morality police go to town. They crank them.
I'm sorry, you're fading. Are you still with me?
Yeah. Well,
you're breaking up. You're breaking up. I'm not hearing you. You're breaking up, Colt. Your buffer must be full. Hey, the FDA says we can eat raw oysters again, people. Oh, Russer, you're bringing up, Colt. Luke Russert just comes in with a big one. When you
call back.
Yeah, okay. That'll be a good idea. Let me turn you off. There, call back. Did I get you? Did I pick you up, Colt? Okay, still got no caller. But Luke Russert comes up with a brilliancy, folks. Do you defriend or unfriend when you break up a relationship with somebody on Facebook? Russert says it's defriend. Who says it's unfriend? Is it tomato or tomato? Why don't we get something interesting to talk about, folks? I just don't understand all of these things. Let's see what... boy, oh boy, oh boy. The Buffalo Bills, according to NPR News, have indeed fired their coach after the debacle on Sunday. You know, 17-17 after three quarters, they lose the game 41-17. You tell me what's going on. I don't know. Oh my God, defunct gay newspaper staffers to start their own paper. Hot dog. Been a long time coming. They fired Dick Geron. Why fire him now? You know, the team is 3-6. Okay. Hoffman unconcedes. So what's going on in the 23rd? Did the guy not lose? I mean, I want to know what's happening here. This guy is now retracting his concession. Did he win or did he lose? Who's the congressman from the 23rd? I'm not finding out. Huh. Joe Scarborough's wife, they're in El Salvador. His wife's now at the Catholic orphanage. Wait. Aren't all those people in Australia and England and everybody apologizing for what they did at orphanages? I don't know. Oh, Susan's holding a baby. Hot dog, Joe. Oh, my Lord, as risk rise, age, this is kind of fun. Hey, Colt's back. Let me see. Hey, do I have you this time?
I think so.
Yeah, you're much better on your end, much better.
Yeah, I think Blog Talk Radio's got some server problems. I got some messages out of them, and I was disconnected by their server, so...
I'm glad everything's... Did you hear the Bills fired Dick Geron?
Oh, no. Well, that's to be expected, huh? That's been talked about for
quite
a while.
But why fire him now? The 3-6.
So you give the new guy some... You give the new guy some experience. I guess that's about it.
It's absurd.
well, you know.
Although Sunday,
well, here's
the
thing, you know. What I would worry about,
yeah.
You know, the Bills even staying in Buffalo. That's going to become an issue.
They didn't play it. They'd be better off if they left.
Well, the what is it?
Where
they're
going to go?
Next year the bids are out for L.A. Now the Oakland Raiders are going to bid on that for sure, but it would not surprise me if they bid on that too. Surprise everybody,
really?
In Buffalo. But it's a huge market. It's a huge market.
Buffalo.
You know. No, L.A.
Yeah.
If the Bills go to L.A., they're going to make a fortune.
Don't they have a team in L.A.?
No. They lost the Rams.
They're making a fortune in Buffalo. You know, I'm so sick of hearing about this Buffalo.
But not the kind of money they could make. Okay. So, yeah, well, he at least... Ralph Wilson was talking about playing in Toronto and who knows where else. You know, he's got to expand the team and he's got to expand the market. And unfortunately, Buffalo is a declining market. There's no growth.
Hey, you know what? Let's stop worrying about these football teams and let's start worrying about feeding hungry kids.
Okay.
You know what I mean? God, I promised myself I was just going to, whatever the callers want to talk about tonight, here I go getting political again.
Yeah, well. But we're forewarned,
you know,
in your description that we will focus on American politics, so.
Right, no, you're right. Oh, my God, the environment or the economy, Obama's balancing act.
I'm sick to death of this environmental bullshit. I mean... Sounds like an echo. Well, anyway...
I don't know. I'm just listening here.
Yeah, well... You know, we have a drought out here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I literally can't water the car, or water the lawn, wash the car, except for one day a week. Now I've decided to just ignore it entirely. Give me a ticket. Screw it. And
I don't think I've washed my car 5 times since I've owned it.
Well, I like, you know... I don't like dirt on it. It's not nice, you know.
Well, who cares?
I want it to look
inside,
good.
That's a different story. You know, I'm trying to remember. Did I used to wash that little Porsche?
I don't remember. I'm sure I saw you wash it
I
somewhere down
there.
Well, how long was that thing was so, you know. Those are cute little cars. I still see them around every now and then.
Yeah, I just saw one yesterday, in fact. I thought, you know, that is a cute little son of a bum.
Oh, yeah. And I like a convertible like that where you just take the hood off and put it in the trunk.
Yeah, that was really cool. Put it in the trunk. I'm going to forget the time I got, after we went to Louis, I got home and didn't feel like putting the top back on. It rained for 3 hours.
Ooh, dude. That's not good.
Oh, God, it took 2 weeks to dry out. I'll never forget it.
Well, yeah, because you had that perforated leather. So it had all the little holes in it. So
yeah,
the water would go in.
Fill it with water, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, FBR
yeah,
news. Newsflash. Wait, newsflash. The ancient Egyptians suffered from hardened arteries.
From what?
That?
I didn't... What did
hardened arteries.
Oh. Well, I don't know. kind of a diet did they have? I don't remember what they ate. I know they drank mead. You know, they made beer or wine out of honey. Grain was big. Didn't they have rice too? Cattle?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know what the hell they ate. Dates.
Yeah, they ate a lot of dates.
Yeah,
I've eaten a few.
I know where you're going with that.
No, I'm not taking that road. Oh my God. You know, we're here, we're making jokes about what the Egyptians eat. Joe Scarborough, mm-hmm. 49 million Americans went hungry last year.
Oh, yeah. On Motley Fool about a week, maybe 2 weeks ago, we were questioning that survey, and
mm-hmm.
the way it was phrased, it was in such a way that, have you ever felt discomfort from hunger within the past year? Okay, that's approximately how the questionnaire read. So most people would say yes, because you're hungry. You know, you may eat, but when you're hungry, you're uncomfortable. So they think they got a large percentage of people who, you know, may have been hungry now and then, but they certainly were not starving, you know. So,
I don't know.
I question the numbers. You know, it isn't, when we say people are going hungry, they don't look like Biafra or Bangladesh, or, you know, there aren't flies all over the place and bloated bellies and emaciated faces, you know.
Not
have you
yet.
Ever seen that in the? Have you in the United States?
Well, you don't
no,
see
you
flies. The flies come
here.
From the. The flies would be there whether they were starving to death or not.
Right, right, but you know.
Hey, here's
when
we
talk about. You know, there's a big difference between hunger in Africa or parts of South America, and hunger in the U.S.
Well, that's probably true, but hey, a 90-year-old alleged Nazi charged with 58 counts of murder today.
Oh.
What are we going to do when all the
Nazis
are dead? What are we going to do when all the Nazis are dead?
I don't know what they can do about that. I guess we'll go after the neo-Nazis, you know.
Yeah, I wonder if, I thought we already do that. I wonder if the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan ever killed anybody. He's going to set the Senate record tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Geez, I don't know much about Bird's background. I know about the Klan thing and all that, but most of that's kind of under wraps. I mean, you know, certainly, if anything happened, it's likely that he's outlived the people who could have been witness, you know.
That's probably true.
But, yeah.
Oh, my God. Morning Joe.
You know, what's this now?
Morning Joe's going to play Savior in New Orleans on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It's still a mess down there.
Of course it's still a mess. It's black people. Nobody worries about black people.
Well, it's not all black people.
There'll be none. Well, no, nobody worries about them. They're poor. First of all, they're black, and second of all, they're poor. When you get those two strikes against you, you don't get a third.
Yeah, well, there's serious thought about not rebuilding the city anywhere on the size that it was. You know, it's basically...
Well, you know what? Well,
who's
I know,
going to
you know, actually, I've developed some real friendships with some people from New Orleans recently, but still, you build a city underwater,
city, yeah.
What do you expect to happen?
Well, given what we know, we can expect even worse things in the future. So, yeah, I don't know about that whole coast, to include the Mississippi coast. You know, Biloxi and Gulfport, all of that. I mean,
speaking of that area,
those casinos aren't back yet either. So, I think the shrimp industry is back. I bought some Louisiana gold shrimp last week, and they were wonderful. I like buying domestic. I don't trust the shrimp from Southeast Asia.
Hey, all you science teachers out there. That's shrimp from Southeast Asia, yeah. All you science teachers out there. NPR partners with YouTube for a user-generated science video contest. That's kind of cool. The Wonder Scope Challenge.
And
amazing! Sarah Palin is making a speech in Missouri. The press is barred.
One of her stops is in Rochester.
Rochester, New York?
Yeah.
I hope they throw... Oh, China has a new punk band.
Where are you getting all these little news things? Are you?
These are from my tweets.
Oh, your tweets.
These
oh,
are
okay.
tweets. I signed up for all the NPR tweet feeds and all these little.
Oh yeah. See, I get NPR email alerts. You know, I get to know what's going on there. But I don't tweet anyway.
NPR News. High Court won't hear Washington Redskins case. You know, the one about their name being hate literature. The court won't issue the writ. They're not hearing it.
What name could we come up with? I don't know. Even the teams that are respectable, like the Atlanta Braves or Cleveland Indians, they get in trouble, too, with that chop-chop thing in Atlanta. Remember that?
Oh, I know.
I don't know. It doesn't seem, you know, but Redskin is obviously it can be interpreted as derogatory. I mean, you know, you wouldn't say black
skin
or white skin, you know, obviously you wouldn't.
It'd be like the New York Knicks.
Yeah, that wouldn't fly at all, you know.
I didn't say the N-word.
Pittsburgh Polacks and the Denver Dagos. I don't know, whatever you want to put out there.
Well, there's a great big sausage place in, I'm not kidding, there's a great big hot dog and sausage place called Polack Johnny's in Baltimore. It's famous.
Uh-huh.
All the signs say Polack Johnny's.
Yeah. Well, I think, I remember drinking a wine, I don't remember who made it, it was called Dago Red.
Dago Red, yeah.
It was Keani, you know.
It was some Dago Red.
I remember that from Buffalo. Yeah.
Give me some of that Dago Red with this pizza. It was carrot.
Yeah. Everyone said that. I don't know. Well, I mean, you know, I'm trying to think.
You'd go to Queen City, then you'd go to Casa de Pizza. When they kick you out of there, you went over to Babes.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Hard to believe those days.
Yeah. Well, yes, I don't
know.
Let me see if anybody
got in the chat room.
Yeah,
Hey, there is a guest. 4153. If you're out there listening to us, why don't you give us a call and join us on the line? That's 347-945-6713. We'd love to hear from you, 4153. This is the Crazy Norman Night Show. A lot of tweet feeds tonight. I wish I would have thought of that before. That was fun. I'm out of them. I've used them all up.
Oh. Yeah, well.
Hey, you know what happened tonight, though? This is really interesting. I called in on Skype, and usually I just get some weird phone number, you know, just this weird set of numbers. Tonight it says I'm calling in from a number. And so I picked up my cell phone and I called that number. It says that number's been disconnected.
Oh, okay.
There's some kind of scam going on here.
Yeah, I don't know. The Blog Talk Radio, I mean, you notice all these calls that we make all go to New York. I mean, it's a New York area code. 347?
Wait a minute. I don't know what'll happen.
What I'm thinking is they make a lot of money off the telephone calls. Because if you know, obviously not on the cell phones, but, you know, anybody calling on a landline, it's a long-distance call, as we found out. And Skype does not work well at all with it. In fact, I'm still paying for it. I should probably disconnect, you know. I'm paying $2.95 a month, and I don't even think about it, let alone use it. Oh, do you use Skype with the for the video service? You make video calls? Are you there? Am I alone? All alone am I since you said goodbye. All alone with just a beating of my heart. People all around, but I don't hear a sound. Yeah, you're not there. You would have told me to shut up already. So, am I on? I don't know. Oh, shit. Let's see. Maybe it's time for me to talk about the news. I think Republicans are trying to get the shooting at Fort Hood declared as a terrorist attack, with the idea that the people involved would get more benefits, the families and what have you. On the surface, that's the way it appears. But if it is declared as a terrorist attack, that will be the first terrorist attack since 9/11. Now, here's the twist. George Bush protected us for all the rest of his term. There were no terrorist attacks on American soil. Then Obama gets in, and bam, terrorism. That's how they're going to work that one. Always look between the lines, under the headlines. Find out what their real motivation is. So, I don't know where the hell Norm is. He is supposed to still be on here. I am not disconnected, so I'm assuming people are listening and you're enjoying my my wit and wisdom. Let's see, what else? Sounds like he's going to end the show. Oh, I love this song dearly. I guess I'll say goodnight, even though there's 4 minutes remaining. And I could think of another couple of things to say, but probably not. Anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed Norman Knight tonight. And come back again next week. And we hope.
From the Norman Knight Show. Give me a tweet at N. Constantine. Give me, you know, find me on Facebook. Ask me to be your friend. I almost always say yes. Just a shout out if you're listening to my new friend Maggie in Towson. A shout out to people at home if you're listening, to all my relatives if you're listening. And anybody who knows Norm, and anybody who doesn't know Norm but listens to the show. That's it from Norm at Night. I will see you next week. And remember, if it's Tuesday and it's 9 o'clock, it's Norm at Night. I am out of here. Good night.